Winner, a handoff to Tate, free throw line, a throw back to Jahlil Bobrin, driving on Stephen Crow, and goes up and is fouled. And Jahlil Bobrin going to the free throw line. Stephen Crow picks up his first foul, first of the half on the Badgers.
Man, that's the question, is how does Wisconsin come out this second half? You're up by 16. You just went on that long 28-3 run. What kind of energy do you come out of the locker room with?
They had very little of it the first 8 minutes of this game today, and then got red hot both ends of the floor as Bobrin hits the first free throw.
Well, and the reason I bring that up is because being in that locker room up 16 points, you're in there, you're joking around with your guys, you're talking about some of the game, and now it's tough to refocus that as quickly as you need to.
Second free throw, Bobrin in the air, and that's short. Tanjay the rebound. Mentioned Bobrin hurt his left hand, left wrist in the opener. He does have it wrapped, but he's playing through it here today. 15-point lead, Wisconsin. Tanjay left wing, wanted to go into Crow, and Bobrin deflects it out of bounds.
And I talk about kind of that letdown a little bit. You shouldn't have that as a player, but it's what happens.
Yeah.
It just does.
Human nature.
Correct.
Now, Coach Butch would not accept that.
No, correct, correct.
Here's Nolan Winter, top of the circle. He'll throw it to Crow between the arcs. Crow against Bobrin. Couple of right-hand dribbles, a hand off to Blackwell, moving right off the Crow screen. A throwback pass to Stevie, open three, straight on, straight in. Stephen Crow with 11, and it's 39-21 Wisconsin.
I mean, that might be the best-looking three we've seen today.
Of course it was. Big man bias.
I mean, hit the
alive
bottom
and well.
No red. I mean, it was great.
So smooth. Here's Miles Tate to the right side, throwing to Huntley, top of the circle. It's knocked away. Another turnover, and this one is caused by Klesman, and tries a three, and that got blocked by Mutalib, and it's going the other way. Here's Threadgill off the right wing, into the lane, feeds Mutalib. Now to Huntley. He'll try a three left of the circle. Good. C.J. Huntley's second triple, 39-24 Wisconsin, a minute 15 into the second half.
That's a second transition three we've seen from Max. Just kind of understanding when to take that shot versus when not to.
There's Max off the ball screen from Winter and the floater in the lane. That was the shot that beat Purdue in the Big Ten tournament. And he knocks down that runner, 41-24 Wisconsin. There's Bobrin, top of the arc. Now left of the lane, backing in on Crow, mid-post left, backing, left shoulder turn, up right hand, banked it in. Jahlil Bobrin with five, 41-26 Wisconsin. Minute 50 into the second half. Tanjay on the left wing, feeds Crow. Sends it off to Klesman, off the right wing, off the Stevie screen. Klesman right elbow, throws to Crow, right of the paint. Crow backing on Bobrin, backing, single cover, still backing up. Left hand blocked, but a foul. Bobrin getting to Stevie, going to the offhand there as Crow will shoot two.
And I really anticipated Appalachian State to bring the double team early and often in this game. They really haven't. They've really stayed out to the shooters a good one-on-one.
Stephen Crow at the free throw line. Foul on Bobrin, his second. First free throw for Crow is good. Indiana trailing Eastern Illinois at the half, 37-36. Game down in Bloomington. Second free throw for Crow is good. Which he approves of the form for the big fella.
Best. There's a reason when you look at the free throws, Wisconsin's 3-6. I don't take the. Is there a missed free throw there? Just saying.
43-26 Wisconsin. Here's Tate off the Huntley screen. He'll try a three. That is in and out. No good. Rebound to Nolan Winter. Here's Blackwell throwing to Nolan left of the circle. Here's off to Tanjay. Looked it inside. Caught by Crow. Low on the left layup. Good. Easy money for Big Stevie.
And against a 6'5 guy, you don't get that angle. Against another 6'11, 6'9 guy, you can create that angle.
45-26 Wisconsin. 2:45 gone by second half. Bobrin top of the arc. A pass for Jahlil Bobrin. Stops at the foul line. Feeds Bobrin behind the back on the dribble against Klesman. Kills the dribble. Throws it back out to Tate. Tate against John Blackwell on the right side. Dribbles off the wing. Inside feed. Threads it through on the bounce to Bobrin, who sends it down. 45-28 Wisconsin.
I just lack communication between Steve and Max.
16:50 remaining. Blackwell turning down the Crow screen. Stops. Throws it to Stevie. Wide open three left of the circle. Not this time. Rebound Bobrin.
Somebody opened up a door.
Yeah, I was going to say tight rim. Yep. Something. Both run for three straight away, and that's off the rim and out. And they'll get Winter over the back of Huntley. And you get that rebound, and the foul on Nolan will be his second.
I mean, people should know you can't open up the door. It creates wind, and, I mean, you don't want that in a gym.
Always a reason.
I was too wide open. Yeah. I got a whole list of them. Do you want me to go through all of them?
Not really.
Too wide open. Somebody opened up the door. The ball had sweat on it. Yeah. Wasn't a great pass. I'll stick up for my bigs.
Yeah, blame the pass, not a pocket pass. Inbounds pass coming up here for Appalachian State into Luke Wilson. Gets it back to Miles Tate on the right side. Kamari McGee on the floor for Wisconsin. Tate off the screen, pass deflected. It got to Huntley at the top of the arc. 10 on the shot clock. Huntley, a hand off to Threadgill, turns the corner in the lane. Runner right hand, good.
That's one thing that's not charted, or it is charted, but not in the stats that we see, is how many deflections this Badger team has had. But the number has to be high.
Whistle off the ball. 45-30, Wisconsin foul call here on Appalachian State. They'll get Threadgill. Yes, some programs, it's like kind of the different strokes for different folks. Some programs very public in what
very,
they want to do.
Marquette's one of them,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Like behind the bench, they've got the list up there.
Yep.
Now, I know Greg charts it and has guys that chart that, and that's something that they look at, but really active.
Here's Klesmit driving up and in and one. Working along the right baseline. Wiggled into the lane and gets himself an and one. Miles Tate called for the foul, his second. 47-30, Wisconsin was 16:08 left in the game.
And I was really impressed after the Montana State game, but I'm really impressed right now when you look at kind of what they've done. They've increased the competition level over the last three games. I know they've had that 28-3 run. I know that's where it goes, but they've played really good basketball, this Wisconsin group has.
Lesman hits the free throw. Here's Taylor, crossover, kicks to Mutalib. He'll try a three, deep left wing. Off the iron, no good. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. And here comes John Tanjay up the left sideline for the Badgers. Tanjay, a little stop and go, barreling down the lane, high off the glass, runs it up and in. Tanjay with 11, and it's 50-30 Wisconsin with 15 and a half minutes remaining. Wilson hands off to Tate. Tate off the left elbow, retreats, throws it to C.J. Huntley. Huntley, left foul line extended. Now he's going to try a three just beyond the arc, and he hit it. Third three for Huntley, who was one of his first six through the first two games. 50-33, the Badgers. And now driving and fouled in the process is Klesmit as he got hacked by Miles Tate. That'll be his third as we have the under 16 media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 15-13 remaining. Wisconsin 50, Appalachian State 33. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired for medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
The timing is historic. The launch of WFHR radio happened at the same time residents cast their votes in a pivotal presidential election. It was November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results, Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community, and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage.
I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
Well, no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on 97.5 WFHR and the Civic Media app. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
During the break, they did a review to make sure that C.J. Huntley, three a moment ago, was in fact a three, and it was. So it's 50-33, Wisconsin leading Appalachian State with 15 minutes and 13 seconds to play. 24 on the shot clock as the Badgers ready to inbound it with Kamari McGee out there with Gilmore, Tanjay, Klesman, and Crowell. Inbounds pass to Gilmore on the left wing. Carter throws it back out to Tanjay, a flip for Crowell at the top. Well, against Luke Wilson back in there for App State. A hand to McGee. Kamari off the crowd screen. Hits the brakes. Feeds Tanjay and a whistle and a foul called on Wilson along the left lane line, jostling with Crowell. It's two on Luke Wilson and a fifth already on App State with 5 minutes into the second half.
Well, that's where, I mean, I've been impressed with the Wisconsin team because they've stayed focused this entire second half where it could easily have gotten away.
Here's Klesman, open off the screen, tries a three, and he splashed it. Max Klesman with his second three, 53-33, Wisconsin, 14:50 remaining. C.J. Huntley hands off to Jamil Mutalee at the free throw line, feeds Dobbs with a shot fake, got McGee up, baseline right, up and in off the glass. Alonzo Dodd, Texas A&M Commerce. In fact, junior college transfers, handful of Division I transfers, a freshman. It's going to be a much different Appalachian State team from the one that won 27 games a year ago, at least in terms of personnel, much different. Here's Klesman, right block, finds Tanjay up open in the paint. He'll catch and finish. 55-35, Wisconsin. 14-14 to play. Wilson, top of the circle, hands off the thread deal. Back to Wilson, low on the left, goes up, got fouled. That's Carter Gilmore who got him. And Luke Wilson, 6'9", 255-pounder. Say he dropped about 35 pounds. He was a pretty highly regarded football prospect, an offensive lineman. State of Georgia, but basketball is his choice. He'll go to the foul line. 14:08 to play. Badgers up 20. Luke Wilson, the left-hander, is good for the first free throw. 6.6 rebounds a game for Wilson coming in. Amos and Winter back in. Crowell and Gilmore will sit down. Kamari McGee coming out as well. So we'll set the five. Tanjay along with Klesman, Blackwell, Xavier Amos, and Nolan Winter. Second free throw for Luke Wilson is too long, no good, but the rebound's tipped back out to Anthony Alston. And the possession rolls on for App State, and Tanjay is called for a foul. He's crowding Jamil Mutalib, and that's 14 fouls on Wisconsin.
And defensively, when you give up that offensive rebound, what happens, right? You're out of position. That's where you get some of these extra fouls we're seeing.
Inbounding is Dodd, baseline right, into Mutalib. At a Kilgore College, junior college program. Alston hits the brakes, feeds Wilson, slam dunk. Luke Wilson with his first field goal, 55-38 Wisconsin, but 13:48 remaining. John Tanjay having trouble handling the pass, able to spike it off of Mutalib and out of bounds. Fortunate to keep the possession going here with 13:44 to play, 55-38 Wisconsin. Badgers led 36-20 at the half. On the strength of a 24-point run, and they scored 28 of the last 31 points of the first half. Here's John Blackwell out high. Winter the screen. A throw to Xavier Amos. He'll toss it to Klesman on the right side. Dribbles off the wing. And the mid-post right leaner is good for Max Klesman. Took him a while to get going, but he has really picked it up. Klesman coming off the 26-point night against Montana State, has 13 so far today as Mutalib tries and misses a three from left of the circle. 19-point lead, Wisconsin. Blackwell ahead to Amos off the left wing. He got fouled by C.J. Huntley. That'll be his third and team foul number six.
What? And you look at this as this game is unfolding, and you look, is this the game that you can get kind of Xavier to get going a little bit?
Yes.
And just feel a little bit more calm. Now, it's got to all start on the defensive end, right? That's where it first starts. But sometimes it takes guys a little bit longer to kind of feel what that role is. And you got a solid 13 minutes here to see if you can figure it out.
Obrun back in for Huntley, and bounce pass to Klesman, feeds Xavier Amos. Now Tanjay against Jamil Mutalib, a handoff to Blackwell. Good screen from Winter. Working through it is Dodd. Blackwell feeds Amos. Here's Xavier left of the lane, and he gets fouled by Bobrun. So, again, able to draw that contact.
Right, back-to-back drives. He gets fouls on both of those drives that he's done.
It's a really intriguing player, Xavier Amos. It takes time to get acclimated, new system, and the defensive concepts, as Butchie mentioned. You got to get it squared away there.
And why it's so important is this Wisconsin team has experience. Yes, they lost guys, but they have experience.
Yeah, they do.
But the depth of this team is going to need some help.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's why it's so important.
Xavier hits the first free throw as the Badgers are into the bonus. Amos hits them both. And now Jack Janicki will come in for John Tanjay.
And this is another
guy.
I was just going to say, another guy where the depth of this team, when you get into Big Ten play, when you start, you know, going against even Arizona on Friday night, like, you're going to need some of these guys to come in and have some big impacts.
Arizona beat Old Dominion last night 102-44. The Wildcats have had a couple of blowouts to start their season. And here's Janicki knocking the ball loose. Diving for it is Dodd, comes up with it. And then it's Blackwell, and he fouled him there as he landed on him, trying to come up with a loose ball. Just a little bit too much aggressiveness there.
Love the energy, but when you land on a guy like that, that's what they're looking for to call the foul.
Yep. Greg Gard pleading his case, but Earl Walton, this is not his first ever game with a whistle, so he'll give Greg a little bit of rope there, but it was a foul.
A little bit of a smile. I understand where Greg's coming from, too. My guy's just trying to play hard, but that's exactly what they're looking for anytime you dive on somebody.
59-38 Wisconsin, 12:38 remaining. Alonzo Dodd throwing to Tate right of the circle. Inside feet, Wilson catches, posting on Blackwell, turns up left hand, back rim no, his own rebound, goes up, gets fouled. And it's the aggressiveness from Luke Wilson as he earns a couple of free throws. 12:29 remaining, 59-38 Wisconsin.
Quick bounce.
Yeah.
Well, missed layup right back after it again.
Max Klesman with his second foul. Left-hander Luke Wilson, Augusta, Georgia. You ever been to the Masters?
I have not.
Neither have I.
It's a bucket list, though.
It is. Yeah, we'll get Andy North to set us up.
We could try.
Yeah,
we yes. You know a guy, huh?
We know a guy. We know a guy. First free throw missed from Wilson. Second free throw on the way, and that's no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Jack Janicki. 12:23 remaining, 59-38 Wisconsin. Here's Klesman. Right elbow finds a flashing Nolan Winter into the lane, but he lost. It was deflected. They say it went off of Nolan's leg and out of bounds. Turnover for the Badgers. Only the fourth and the first of the second half for Wisconsin.
And these last 12 minutes, I'm so intrigued. I just how it plays out as far as growth and development for guys. These 12 minutes, I know it's not a conference game. You're up by almost 21, but these matter.
Here's Tate against Blackwell. Driving is Tate in the lane. The fadeaway from 12 is off the front rim. The rebound to Blackwell with 12 minutes to play. Badgers up by 21. Blackwell off the Xavier Amos screen. A feed to Klesman. Now Janicki, right corner. Tosses the Winters, scoops it to Klesman. Turns down the screen, got fouled by Anthony Alston. And a 1-1 for Max, but first the under 12 media timeout. Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. Wisconsin basketball also brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 11:47 remaining, Wisconsin 59, Appalachian State 38. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Buddy Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at CarTalk.com, remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual, and if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
11 minutes, 47 seconds to play at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin 59, Appalachian State 38. Max Klesman with 13 points so far. He's at the free throw line for a 1-1, and the front end is good. Wisconsin has picked it back up here at the free throw line after a shaky start. Missed the first three, made the last seven, made the last eight as Klesman hits them both. So we don't believe in jinxes. We talk about the strength.
Absolutely.
The streak in progress.
I think the big fella, Steve, started the streak. So.
Of course he did.
If I remember correctly. I mean, I might not.
He might not. Here's Bulbrun inside, up and in with the right hand and a foul. Jahlil Bulbrun with an and-one opportunity, and it's 61-40, Wisconsin. And now Stephen Crowell will come back in. Nolan Winter guilty of that foul. That's his third.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about with 12 minutes left, and you're up by 21, but valuable minutes. We saw Nolan play last year, almost 10 minutes a game. And we've seen a little bit of that jump as far as what we anticipate of him doing this year so far. It's early, but and like that's why every minute that you get a chance to be on the floor, it matters.
Yep, free throw is missed. Badgers secure the rebound. Xavier Amos. Here's Blackwell feeding Klesman. Goes into Crowell, backing, single coverage. Turns right, block up, and in. Boy, maybe once they've doubled him, maybe.
Really, yeah, I was going to say it was one time, and he was able to kick it for a three.
Yeah. 63-40, Wisconsin. Now Bulbrun, top of the circle. Right of the lane on the dribble against Xavier Amos. Kills the dribble now. A hand off to Miles Tate around the Bulbrun screen. Tried to slip it in there, and he catches. Bulbrun does. Right block. Backs on Crowell. Turns up right hand. Dances out. No good. And the rebound tipped from Amos to Blackwell. With 10:50 to play, 63-40, Wisconsin. Blackwell around a Crowell screen. Throws it to Stevie. Hand off to Blackwell, flips a three, left side, rattles out, rebound Bulbrun. Outlet left side to Anthony Alston. Freshman out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, hands off. Now Alston for three, left corner off the rim, no good. Rebound, Jack Janicki. Ahead it goes to John Blackwell. He'll hit the brakes at the top of the circle. Gets it back to Janicki. Feeds Blackwell. Loops it inside. Crowell catches. Left of the lane. Single coverage, Luke Wilson. Crowell looking. Still single coverage. Backing mid-post. Steps through. Left shoulder turn. Up with the right hand. No good. Bo Brun the rebound.
That's where balance, again, is so important. Steve was just off just a little bit, and that's why he missed that.
Bo Brun at the top. 10 minutes to play. Badgers up 63-40. Alonzo Dodd. Over to his left. Covered up by Xavier Amos, who just ripped it away. Amos the steal, and then Dodd fouled him. That's good work from Xavier Amos, and he'll go to the free throw line for a 1-1.
Active hands. We talked a lot about it, but I mean, I know we don't have that number for deflection, but that's another example of Wisconsin just getting their hands. And this one, you know, he just takes away from them. But.
You know, it was interesting talking with Lance Randall, Badger's assistant coach, who has the scout for this game, and is how different this team is. And it's beyond the obvious of the new faces, but he's saying, look, Nolan Winter's role is a lot different. You know,
yes.
Kamari McGee, John Blackwell, different. They're expecting more out of Stevie Crowell. So even the returning players, and it happens all the time in this sport, right? Jeremy Bryan, you lived it, that even if you have a lot of returning players, and the Badgers have some, the role is just different from
the
year ago.
The role's different, but the expectation's the same.
Yes.
And I think that's the biggest thing. Every year your role changes, and knowing what your role is so important. But the expectation of what Wisconsin basketball is and the non-negotiables that Coach Gard has in place, those never change.
Xavier Amos hitting both free throws. He's 4-4 at the line. 65-40 Wisconsin. Luke Wilson hands off to Alonzo Dodd at the free throw line. Dodd left lane line, cut off by Janicki. A throw out to Tate. Flips a three left of the circle. Bangs off the rim, no good. Janicki the rebound. With 9.5 minutes to play, 65-40 Wisconsin. Janicki feeds Amos, catching, shooting for three. Splashed it. Xavier Amos with 7, and it's 68-40 Wisconsin. Speaking of Lance, he thought this could be a good opportunity here for Xavier. Just the nature of the matchup. Mm-hmm. He's doing some good things. Here's Anthony. Left lane line, shooting over Janicki. In and out, no good. Amos the rebound for Wisconsin. Here comes X up the floor, feeds Janicki on the right side. 68-40 Wisconsin with 8:57 to play. Stephen Crowell. Left of the circle, bounces into a posting Blackwell. Left block against Dodd, takes a right layup, good. Blackwell, about 3 inches in height over Alonzo Dodd. And a timeout now taken, a 30-second timeout taken by Appalachian State. And this will be a full timeout. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender. Member FDIC, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers, and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 8:41 remaining, Wisconsin 70, Appalachian State 40. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Or horsepower to amplify your willpower. Capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford, tough Ford trucks, and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. I see a couple of games at the Kohl Center on this Sunday, this Packers-free Sunday. The Badger women's team will tip off with Georgetown at 4 o'clock. John Audius will have the call on selected Badger Radio Network stations, including 1070, the game in Madison. Here's the inbounds pass to Miles Tate. 70-40 Wisconsin, 8:38 remaining. Badger women, by the way, getting off to a good start, winning their season opener for Coach Marissa Mosley a few days ago against Wright State. Michael Marcus, left wing, going to Tate. And he'll slalom into the lane, and they just have it taken away by Steven Crow. Got loose with the dribble, and that's turnover number 16 for Appalachian State.
And another steal for Wisconsin. You want to guess the number?
Lucky 13.
Oh, I thought I was going to stump you there.
No, I'm all over it, man. Offensive foul, meanwhile.
We might have just talked about that during the break. I'm not going to give you all that credit.
Mine's like a steal
trap. When's the last time you think they had 13 steals in a game?
That's a great question.
Let's get our stats guy on it.
We get Brandon Harrison.
Yeah.
As soon as we wake him up, we're there. No, Herb will be on. Herb gave us the little nugget at the half on that long run.
It's been a while. Yeah, but it's been a while. They've been very active.
8:07 to play. Blackwell called for that offensive foul, by the way. And inside Huntley, his shot goes up and is rejected out of bounds. App State will keep it. 8:04 to play. 70-40 Wisconsin.
And I can honestly say, waking up this morning, I did not think this was going to be a 30-point game.
No. There were concerns, not the least of which, you and I talked about this, not the least of which was the early start. I mean, it's just...
And it's not like they started well.
No, I mean, App State, I know App State had an 11 a.m. tip, yeah, too, but it's just, you know, you had to bring your own juice.
I prefer orange juice.
Well, there you go. Yeah, what else you put in it? Well, that's your
business.
That's
up to you. Here's Michael. I'm giving you the option if you like orange juice. That's all.
Here's Tate throwing to Threadgill, high on the right, feeds Huntley. Now Threadgill off the bounce, shooting, hitting from the free throw line. Jackson Threadgill. There was a game, speaking of steals, like individual steals, where now it was Amos missing a three left side. Mike Kelly himself had 10 steals in a game against Texas. We saw Mike first game here, right?
We did, and that would probably be the name that we all would have thought of as who has the most.
There's a Michael Marcus foul as he's running over people in the lane. That'll be his first foul. As we'll have the under 8 media timeout. We'll continue the deep dive into the steals department here in Badger history. Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association reminds you to support a pig farmer by purchasing pork all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. 7:24 remaining, Wisconsin 70, Appalachian State 42. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Clay.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Temperatures are falling and you begin to feel the chill in the air when suddenly you remember that your teenager has never driven in winter. Have you checked the tires? Do they have a safety kit? Your mind begins to spin. Don't let the fear of your teen driving this winter send you off course. Team up with the crew at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. Their fully staffed and certified team can help you with any of your vehicle needs. Let your teen get behind the wheel with the confidence that whatever happens, the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep are ready to help.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
7 minutes, 24 seconds remaining. The Badgers 70, Appalachian State 42. We'll get to our Old Dominion best in the game as soon as time allows. Up the floor comes Kamari McGee out there with Amos Janicki, Tanjay, and Stephen Crowell. With the ball is Kamari McGee. He carried it. Yep.
Yeah, he did. Yep. And App State came out in the 1-3-1. Looked there and just was a little uncertain on what he wanted to do with the basketball.
Turnover number 6 for Wisconsin. It's an area they've wanted to cut back on a little bit. And you know, even with that turnover, they're in a good spot. And they're going to get, Jack Janicki for a foul. Usually those DHOs don't go that way. Janicki felt that one too as he ran over a Mountaineer. So Jack felt that. He's going to come out as Max Klesman will re-enter.
Hey, Matt, you were talking about turnovers. Wisconsin averaging 11 of them this year. Just a little bit more than what they want.
Yeah, a little bit. Just
not a lot, but just enough.
Miles Tate at the free throw line. This is a 1-1, and he missed it. Marcus could not control the rebound off of his hands and out of bounds. 7-11 remaining, 70-42, Wisconsin. And here's Max Klesman. He has 15 points here today. Outside left. Zone continues from App State. Here's Amos. Right block, the floater. Off the rim, no. Tate the rebound. Miles Tate through the midcourt logo. Drops it back to C.J. Huntley. Hands it back to Tate. Crowded by McGee. Tate right lane line. Kills the dribble. Pivots. Tossed it back out to Mutley. Flips to Huntley left of the circle. And a dribble hand off to Threadgill. Turn of the corner. Slip. Regain his balance. Throws it up and in from 10 feet away. Threadgill with 11. 70-44 Wisconsin. 6.5 minutes to play. Tanjay baseline right. Reverse layup. Good. Oh, that was pretty. Going right to left. Hanging in the air. John Tanjay. Highlight material. 72-44 Wisconsin. 6:15 remaining. Here's Tate, right corner. Here's inside to Michael Marcus, posting on Klesman. Marcus, right block, and pushed it up, and in, and one.
Yeah, I still don't know how John was able to get that ball up with enough English on the ball to spin it off the backboard. But he came up, raised the ball back down, and then went through with the finish. That was a beautiful finish.
You know where my age comes into play in so many areas when moves like that are made? I think like Dr. J, those old NBA highlights.
That's what it looked like, exactly.
People go, who?
Yeah.
And that's where you just want
to. You know, if they say who, you can say, oh.
Yeah, say, I'm done with you.
Yes, right. Yes.
62-46 Wisconsin. Marcus with a free throw. It's good. Good three-point play from the true freshman out of Indian Trail, North Carolina. 6'9", 255-pounder, Michael Marcus. 72-47, Wisconsin. 6 minutes to play. Crowell feeds Klesman. Now to Tanjay for three. Left corner. Back iron, no good. Marcus Silver, the offensive rebound. Getting into the mix right off the bench for Wisconsin. Crowell throwing to Klesman. Outside left. Klesman goes into Crowell. Swings it to McGee. He'll try a three. Back rim, no. Rebound tipped. Gathered by Michael Marcus. Ahead to Tate, feeds Threadgill. Dropped it back to Tate, Ilver defends. 5.5 minutes to play, 72-47 Wisconsin. There's Threadgill with Ilver off of his hip. Now Mutley, baseline right, throws it out to Tate. Whips it to Threadgill, open three, right of the circle. Heel of the rim, no good. Rebound to C.J. Huntley, now to Tate, stepping into a three straight away. That's off the rim, it'll go out of bounds to Wisconsin with 5:15 to play. And now here comes Nolan Winter in for Steven Krause. 17 points, 4 assists for Big Stevie.
And it felt like there was going to be a game to kind of get him going a little bit. Only averaging 6.5 points on the season.
Max Klesman outside left. 2-3 from App State. Here's McGee to the free throw line. Slips a nice feed into Winter, and it's knocked out of bounds by Humphrey.
And that was a nice feed. That's one that Nolan's got to catch. It was a nice little drop pass right off the floor, right into his gut. He's got to find a way to catch that.
Mari McGee, baseline right, will inbound. Marcus Silver hands off to Klesman. Max face right, moves left to the rim. Nice leave. Winter, he'll catch it this time, and he'll send it down. Nolan Winter with 8. We'll have to tell a big twice, right?
Bingo. Bingo. Great drive by Max.
It was. Well, you're giving credit to the guards.
I'm sitting down.
Here's Tate.
Careful.
Free throw line. Now Muta lead for 3. That's off the rim short. Rebound Ilver. 4.5 minutes to play. 74-47 Wisconsin. Does that hurt when you give credit to
it
guards?
It does.
I thought so.
I mean, not as bad as my hand, but yes.
Yeah, that's right. Got a quit punching things.
True. I know.
Put some ice on that bad boy. John Tanjay outside left. Shot clock is at 10. Here's Klesman, deep 3. Thought he was going to go glass. Missed it off the right side iron. Nolan Winter, the offensive rebound. He got fouled by Huntley. That'll be his 4th. 4:06 to play, 74-47, Wisconsin.
Matt, this Wisconsin team could score the basketball this year, right?
Yeah. Like
we've seen it. It started a trend that, you know, a little bit more scoring, a little bit more scoring, a little bit change of philosophy, a little bit. We know they can score the basketball now. They've put that out there. But to hold App State to 47 points, mm-hmm. 9 of 48, you know, hold them to 27% from 3, that's the area I don't want to say had a question, but needed to see a little bit more of it on the defensive end.
Bigger tests coming Friday. But, yeah, they're showing some pretty good stuff here as Winter hits both free throws. Tate goes inside. Nice catch by Huntley. Right block operates against Marcus Ilver, and then help from Winter, but a foul is called as we hit the under 4 media timeout. With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 3:53 to play. Wisconsin 76. Appalachian State 47. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub? Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride, for the Shamrock Supplied.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
Get everything you need for your next project at Menards. No matter your style, Shaw has a vinyl plank flooring option for you. It's durable, easy to install, and even easier to maintain. Plus, it's waterproof, making it perfect for any room in your home. Save big money on Shaw vinyl plank flooring. And check out the weekly flyer for all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Time to pick today's Old Dominion Best in the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line.
We're going to change it up a little bit.
There we are.
Instead of going with a player, we're going to go with the defense. It was 13 steals. I mean, they were active. And to me, it was not just the steals, but it was the deflections. When you go on a 28-3 run, which is where the separation came in this game, they were all over the floor. And now some of them, App State gave them. But They were active, and they created a bunch of those. 13 steals is a lot for this Badger team.
Yeah, the school record, by the way, is 17. That occurred way back in 1988 against Michigan State. Four occasions they had 16 steals in a game, most recently against Cal Berkeley back in early December. But been a minute since they've been in this kind of a range as C.J. Huntley hits the first free throw. 17 turnovers for App State in the day compared to 6 for Wisconsin. 76-48, the Badgers, second free throw good. Make it 76-49. It's Dustin Kearns making some wholesale subs. And Yor Connor is coming into the game. 6'3 junior. One of those junior college transfers, Jason Clark, freshman out of Silver Spring, Maryland. Here's Max Klesmet throwing to Daniel. Free tag in there for the first time for the Badgers, and his pass goes off the leg of Clark. 3:42 to play, 76-49, Wisconsin. Badgers have free tag, Klesmet, Tanjay, Ilver, and Winter on the floor. Badgers 51% for the field today, 59% in the second half. Zone look continues from App State. Free tag throwing to Klesmet. Long three in the air. In and out, no good. Rebound tip. And Winter taps to Tanjay. 14-footer in the lane is good. Second chance points, 78-49 Wisconsin. 3:25 to play. Luke Wilson throwing it out front for Alston. Sends it to Connors, high on the left, flips to Clark. Jason Clark dribbles to the top of the arc. A toss for Anthony. Anthony Alston gives off to Connors. Feeds Marcus Mason. Michael Marcus, beg your pardon. Here's Clark driving right lane line and tried to scoop it up there, and it's sent out of bounds by Marcus Ilver as Xavier Amos ready to come back in. He'll sub in for Tanjay. 17 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists for Tanjay today. And Jack Janicki ready to come back in as well, as Max Klesmet would be in line to take the rest of the day off.
You talked about Tanjay and what he was able to bring, but that's that line. He did a little bit of everything.
Sure did. Inbounds pass. Luke Wilson turns, goes up, and that got blocked. And a piece of it was Nolan Winter, and it comes down into the hands of Xavier Amos. 2:50 to play. Here's Janicki. Goes inside. Nice feed into Ilver. Up, no. Amos a tip, no. Winter the rebound. Out the free tag. Lifts it to Amos. Taking a look at a three. He'll take it. Left corner. Around the rim and out it goes. Clark the rebound. 2:39 to play. 78-49 Wisconsin. Clark throwing to Wilson at the top of the circle. Couple left-hand dribbles. Knocked away. Another steal. That's 14. Here's Ilver to the line. Down the lane. To the rim. Layup good. It counts. And a foul. Oh, the active hands for Marcus Ilver making his playing time count.
Now the question with Marcus is, he's showing it, right? A great block down into the end. Gets a steal. Converts down to an and one on this time. Can you be consistent enough? Right? Like, we're talking about that, Ben. It's going to, like, there's guys here. There's the beautiful thing about it. I talked about it 7 days ago. Is we get to see the evolution of this team. I'm talking about it Monday night when this team tipped off. And that's still going to happen. The evolution of the bench. Like, there's so many areas that gets me excited about what this team has ahead of them.
Intriguing, very much.
Absolutely.
So free throw is good for Ilver. 81-49 Wisconsin. Ricardo Greppi, the freshman from Italy, in the lineup now for the Badgers. Yor Connors with a basketball, throwing to Clark between the circles. Moving off of a screen from Wilson to the right side, picked up by Freetag. Now Wilson catches. He's with Greppi, top of the arc. Anthony Alston. He'll fade, he'll flip, right elbow jump, no good. Rebound, Marcus Ilver with 2 minutes to play. 81-49 Wisconsin. Jack Janicki hits the brakes, outside left, feeds Ilver. Three try left corner, off the left side iron, no good. Greppi the offensive rebound. Second chance, Janicki for three, and that's wide right, no good. The rebound at Yor Connors. 1:43 to play, 81-49 Wisconsin. At the ball is Michael Marcus. Jump hook right hand, no good. Ricardo Greppi, another rebound. Here's free tag with 90 seconds to play. 81-49 Wisconsin. Ilver, he'll let it fly. Left corner, no good. Rebound Amos back up. Missed the chippy on the putback. Jason Clark the other way for Appalachian State. Drops it back to Wilson at the top of the circle. Wilson with a handoff to Connors. Connors against Jack Janicki. A bounce gathered by Wilson. Left of the lane. Single coverage Greppy. Backing is Wilson. Turns. Goes up left hand. Off the glass and rim. No good. Rebound comes into the hands of Wilson. Kicked it out to Connors. He'll try a three. Missed it short. Rebound Marcus up right hand. That'll dance in. And Michael Marcus. He has five. 81-51 Wisconsin with 58 seconds to play. Daniel Freetag floats it to Xavier Amos. Back to Freetag. Why not? He'll take it. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tip. Greppy kept it alive. Freetag has it. Kicks to Amos. He'll try a three left of the circle. That's good. Second three for Xavier Amos. And now Greg Gard will use a timeout. Wanted to get some more guys onto the floor with 42 seconds to play. 84-51 Wisconsin. Jack Robinson, Chris Hodges, Isaac Gard, Cameron Hunter getting some time here, and Aiden Knopp as well. We mentioned Hunter missed the first game. He's been battling the flu. Slowly working his way back into some shape.
There's six guys on the floor for Wisconsin.
Yeah, right, they're now the power play. They need to get the goaltender out of there. Here comes Marcus Silver. 6-on-5. It's always a good idea, but, you know, not legal. 41.9 seconds to play, 84-51, Wisconsin.
I don't think they need the power play, though.
No, they don't.
You got to call it out when you actually need it.
Yeah, it's true. Friday. Here's Jason Clark on the right side. He gets fouled by Cameron Hunter. Transfer from Central Arkansas. 34.6 seconds to play. Jason Clark at the free throw line. First free throw is good.
Best thing about that foul, somebody's got to take a shot. 30 seconds later, yeah. You don't want a turnover.
Yep. So Isaac got his first points against Holy Cross, but you got Robinson, you got Cameron Hunter. Both free throws are good. Hunter in the backcourt, picked up in the backcourt by Clark, and now Hunter across the mid-stripe on the right side. Well-built guy, Cam Hunter, 6'2", 222. Isaac Gard out front, feeds Hodges high on the right, gives off to Aiden Knopp, fakes left, moves right, kills the dribble, and lost his shoe in the process, down to 15 seconds to play. Here's Hunter, throws it to Robinson, lets it fly, three if it goes, it goes! Jack Robinson, his first career points. 11.2 seconds to play, 87-53 Wisconsin. Robinson, part of that Lakeville North connection. And Nolan Winter from that same school with a smile. And here comes Clark to the front court, down to 8 seconds to play. Dior Connors out to Clark. He'll try a three, right wing, good. For Jason Clark with 3.2 seconds to play. They'll inbound it to Hunter. Time runs out as the Badgers improve to 3-0. Yeah, they got down by 9. 8 minutes into the game, looked very choppy, and then Wisconsin from there just went off. A 28-3 run to win the half as the Badgers get to the finish line, winning by 31 here today.
And you look at the way they've gone about it, score 87 points. They're moving the ball. They did what they needed to do. Again, a little bit of a slow start, but that 28-3 run really got them going to where they needed to go with. They forced and had 14 steals again. They were active on the defensive end. Just, again, another real high-quality win for this team. And now, guess what's next? Arizona.
Yeah, here we
right?
go.
But you've done what you've needed to do.
Absolutely.
Over a week, you've played 3 games. You've answered all the questions that you've had versus those 3 teams. Now you've got the big one coming up on Friday.
Yep, it'll be 3-0 Wisconsin against 2-0 Arizona on Friday night. Your final score, Wisconsin 87, Appalachian State 56. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time, lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com. Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
By NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Wisconsin in the first 8 minutes of the game behind 17-8, but in similar fashion and maybe more emphatically today than even last Monday. The last 32 minutes was all Wisconsin, 87-56 against Appalachian State. So you say this a lot, Butchie, if it's football, basketball, whatever, you win a game. Greg Gard will keep them humble, showing them video in the first 8 minutes of the game, and yet they looked very, very impressive. And as you thought, you know, as you mentioned, the defensive end helping them get kickstarted. 14 steals they had at this game today.
Well, it was. And you know, as you look back upon it, not just this game, but this week, because that's what it's been, each game was a little bit more challenging. And your confidence as a player starts to build. And you keep building it, you keep building it. And this is where we don't talk nearly enough about it, but the way that Greg has put together the schedule and staff and Mark and everybody has put this together, the schedule together, it's given them an opportunity to build confidence. And I think you've seen that through these last three games. It just keep building and building and building. The guys are playing better. They're playing more together. They're creating more chemistry. And that's why you see 87 points on the board.
Yep,
offensively.
Yeah, you've seen some different styles.
Yeah, absolutely.
The first three games. And it'll, you know, we all know everything ramps up with the game on Friday against Arizona, but they've checked the boxes here so
correct,
far.
Exactly.
All right, Badgers win it 87-56 against Appalachian State. We'll have more of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show coming up with Butchie's Breakdown. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we've been making breakfast better since 1889 from our hometown of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. We're a seventh-generation, family-owned and operated maker of all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth-generation Jones. And it's a family tradition to use only high-quality ingredients and a signature spice blend that you can taste in every bite. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful